Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Milwaukee Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Marshall. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting 5th. The left fielder, Art Schult. Batting 6th. The right fielder, Herb Noren. Batting 7th. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Dave Hillman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dave Hillman. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Adcock. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Frank Torre. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting 8th. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Joey J. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Joey J. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Altman. Bruton reaches second base with a double. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a fly ball into right field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive towards short. Logan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Noren reaches second base with a double. Schult goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cubs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall scoops it up and throws to first, with Hillman covering, for the out. one out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Logan moves to second. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is walked intentionally. Joey Jay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jay hits a fly ball into left field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee May now playing right field. Hank Aaron now playing center field. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman strikes out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torre scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Altman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into right field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 1 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jay fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Art Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schultz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 1 in the game. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Logan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Logan moves to second. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Crandall hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Noren hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jay fields it and throws to first for the out. Noren moves to second. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Noren scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hillman bunts towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. Dark moves to second. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jay fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joey Jay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jay is 0 for 1 in the game. Jay hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hillman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Altman. Matthews reaches second base with a double. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 2 in the game. Aaron hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman strikes out. One out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a pop-up towards first. Torre settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 2 in the game. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Logan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Altman. Avila reaches second base with a double. Altman throws the ball into Dark, who tags Avila trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Logan goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Noren hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jay fields it and throws to first for the out. Schult moves to second. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Adcock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dark is walked intentionally. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hillman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Crandall hits a fly ball into left field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon pinch hits for Joey J. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 2, Braves, 2. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-3 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McMahon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Altman moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards first. Torrey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Schult hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Bobby Thompson now playing left field. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-3 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adcock hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Torrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torrey is 0-for-3 in the game. Torrey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Altman. Torrey reaches second base with a double. Felix Mantilla pinch runs for Frank Torrey. Don Elston now pitching. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Adcock now playing first base. Andy Pafko now playing left field. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Noren hits a fly ball into left field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dark takes first base on ball 4. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston hits a fly ball into left field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Lee Walls now playing right field. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Dark. Avila moves to second. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Crandall bunts towards first. Marshall can't make a play. That's a base hit. Avila moves to third. Ray Boone pinch hits for Don McMahon. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Crandall moves to second. Bill Henry now pitching. Stan Lopata pinch hits for Lime. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Avila scores. Crandall moves to third. Boone moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.